This is what I want, okay? I can't make you do it. I can't make people do it. But this is what I want. I want you, I would like for you to get into the Word. I would like for you to read it. I don't know how much you read it, but I would like for you to read the Word and to get into the Word and to make it part of your life. That's what I would like. I read it every day. I read a chapter every day. I read a little bit every day. You don't have to read it every day. It might be every other day. It might be every few days. It might be every week. I mean, you do more than just Easter, if you understand, you know. But I would like for you, this is just me, I would like for you to get into the Word. I can't make you. I can't make you do it. I can't push you. I can't make anybody do it. But I would like for you to get in the Word. Here's the reason. Love you, Carlene.
Love you,
Dan. Love you. I used to, when I first got saved, I had these guys on campus and different guys. And there was a group of us guys that were saved, and we were brand new and walking in our faith and just getting started. But there was this one guy, he had been in just a little bit longer than me, but we were starting to walk in by faith, and I would look at him and I was like, God, it seems like he is blessed more than me. I don't know, it just kind of looked like God was doing more for him than he was for me. And I would just kind of look at it. I didn't, you know, and it wasn't nothing crazy. I wasn't jealous or envious or anything. It was just like, but it was just, he would tell me about, man, God did this and God did that. And I'm like, And so I'm just kind of looking, I'm trying to figure this thing out. And so I'm thinking about it, and then God started kind of dealing with me. And he was coming from this standpoint, he was saying, hey, Dad, it's not that I'm blessing him more, and I don't love him more. It's he believes. And I'm still not understanding everything. And so God was kind of breaking it down to me. How do I say it? God's love is fair. His gifts are not fair. His talents are not fair. But his love is fair. We don't have the same gifts. Some of us can sing, some of us can't. It's pretty clear. Are you open your mouth? We'll figure that out. Okay? We're not, don't have the same gift. He's not fair. In other words, everybody can't sing. Alright? Maybe when we get to heaven and everybody's singing, he gave it to you. But right now on earth, I know some people, they can't sing. Okay? He's not fair with the gifts. He's not fair with talents. Some of us have more than others. Some of us have more resources than others. Some have less, some have more. God is not fair. God didn't just say, oh, I'm going to make everybody have the same if you're a Christian. He's not fair when it comes to talents, when it comes to gifts. But when it comes to love, he's fair. For God so loved the world. He's fair. His love is fair. His love, he'll give. Jimmy, he loves you just as much as he loves me. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. If he did it for you, he'll do it for me. His love is fair. The only thing is you got to believe. So, give you an illustration. If I say, all right, David and Graham, if I say to you, both of y'all, I love both of you. I love you and I love you. And I say, meet me here at 5 o'clock today. Okay? Meet me here at 5 o'clock and I'll give you $5,000. I'm going to give you $5,000, I'm going to give you $5,000, because I love you. Alright? 5 o'clock comes. David show up. I know David won't show up because his wife won't make it, but David's going to show up. Graham will make it. I don't know if I believe Van. I don't know if he's telling the truth. I don't know if I believe it. And so Graham doesn't show up. One walks away with $5,000. The other one, he'll say, I ain't gonna get no $5,000.
Why?
One believed, one didn't believe. Did I not love both of them? Yes. It's your belief. Do you believe the word? Love you, Willie. If you understand that illustration, now you understand it. Why I want you to read this. Because if you read this and you believe this, you'll be blessed. Does that make sense? There's a blessing when you get this. And I can't make you do it. Now, here's the image I saw. And for those who don't know, God shows me pictures and images. And so here's the picture, and here's the image I saw. And you can help me out. Stage. If you could imagine, there's a stage. And there's a big, long table. Tables. And they're full of food. All right? And I don't know what I mean. There's seafood. There's grilled food. There's black people food. There's all kind of food. All right? Ham, hock, chicken, whatever you want to do. It's everything on there. All right? Crabby Mike's, everything. Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, you know, Burger King, what I mean, food, all of it, grilled food, everything you can think of, every kind of food on this stage. Vegetables, whatever you like, whatever you like. You like, what do you call that stuff? What do they call that stuff that I don't like? They used to make in the dishes and they put it all together.
Casseroles.
I hate casseroles. But they got all this stuff. You got everything, got all the food up there. Lined up, everything. Got it all up there. It's nice. It's good. No roaches. It's all clean. It's all good. No bugs. Everything's great. Food. Everything up there. And again, here's the picture. You got all this food. I saw this place in here, this auditorium. It's full. And people are sitting there, but the people are like, they don't show it much now, but do you remember they showed people in Africa, you know, they were starving, you know, and their skin and bones, and you can see the ribs, and, you know, their eyes are bulging, and stomach bulging, and, you know, and they're hungry, and they're just malnourished, and they're sitting there. And I saw the picture. I saw all these people who were malnourished and sitting in here. And the food was right there, and the people were right here. Bones. Basically, I saw a banquet table, and I saw bones, skin and bones. I saw these people in there, and I'm like, God, how come they're not eating the food? And the food was 24/7. The food was 365 days a year, always cooked, always ready, always good. How come they're not eating the food? And these people are sitting there and they're starving and some of them are dying. And I'm like, and then I was like, okay, God, I know what I'll do. I'll get it. I love you. I'll get them and I'll starve and I'll put it in their mouth. I'm going to feed them. I'm going to force feed them. And God says, you can't do that. God says, they got to believe. They got to believe. I want them to eat. If they'll eat, they'll live. If they'll eat, they'll have energy. If they'll eat, they'll have strength. If they eat, they'll be blessed. Do you follow? A little bit, maybe. You got all this food. And you got these people in the Christian realm who are starving. And God's got it. Go eat it. And if you eat it, if you believe it, because a lot of people believe there's a God, but they don't believe in God. And if you eat it, you'll get stronger. You'll be blessed. So, for me, and again, I can't make you eat the word. I want you to eat as much as you can, but I can't make you eat it. But I want you to eat the word. Let me tell you what I got out of it. When I eat the word. First thing I got my little cross. When I eat the word, It becomes my rock. It's my foundation. It's what I can stand on. I have set it up in my life that the word is final. It's what I stand on. It's not sand. It's rock. So I won't fall and I won't fail. The word has become my rock. And I can stand on it. The word tells me what is right and what is good. It tells me what is evil and what is wrong. I stand on that. Since I stand on that, I won't fall. I can't fail. I can't be shaken. The word. I stand on the word, it becomes my rock. So whatever God says that is right, it's right. And I don't care how many people say it's wrong. Right is right, no matter how many people say it's wrong. When God says something is wrong, wrong is wrong. I don't care how many people say it's right. And I stand on that, and I know I can't fall. For example, God says love. God says love people. If I stand on the word, it doesn't matter how many people say that ain't right, or I don't have to do that. I'm on firm foundation. I remember when I first started the church, we got going. God said start an interracial church. I want you to have black people and white people come. And I never give you two differences, two scenarios. More than once, but I'll just bring out one. One prominent white guy. And he came and he heard me. He knew what I was doing. He said, yep, man, I agree. I hear you. I know what you said, but I can't be in this trip. I can't mix with the other half. Now the black guy said the same thing to me. He said, man, I got to work with white people all the time. I don't want to spend my Sunday with them. Don't want to do that. In other words, God says love. I don't care if they're black, white, rich, poor, young, old. There's no racism. And it don't matter how many people say it's okay. It ain't okay. What I like about it is I'm on a firm foundation. When I stand before God, see, when you stand before God, you got to stand righteous. Righteous means I'm in right standing. If you're not in right standing, you're going to fall. Those people who think that you can be Christian and be racist are going to fall. They're not on a firm foundation. Can't do that. You think you can be arrogant, you think you can be like Phariseeism. You know, I'm better than you. Denomination. I've been with some, and they say, hey, as a matter of fact, I have an uncle. He is in a certain denomination. He has six children. Two of them, he won't open the door for them. They have come to his house. They're his own children. He got grandchildren. He won't even open the door for them. He won't give them the time of day. He won't talk to them because they step away from his denomination. God says, love, they're his children. That's not a firm foundation. Whatever God says is true. Whatever God says is right. Yes, you do it. I don't care how many people think it's wrong. Does that make a little bit of sense? He's my rock. I'll stand on it. That's why you get into the word. So the same thing. I'll go real quick. All right, got a few more minutes. He's my light. This is light. Look at that. And here's what I believe God gives you light so that you can go in the right direction. Some of us are going east. Some of us are going west. Some of us are going north. Some of us are going south. God has a direction for us to go. Also, he has a path, but on the path, he will give you enough light so that you can see your steps, your footsteps. God didn't give you light to see the whole path. He might give you a dream or a vision to see what's good, where you're going to end up at. But he gives you enough light for your feet. A lamp unto my feet so I can see my steps, where I'm going. God does not want you to see everything. He just wants you to follow him, and he'll give you enough light for your steps so that you can walk. Now, I laugh about this because some people, I want to see everything. And God said, no, you don't. You don't want to see where I'm leading you, the path of it, because if you see the path, you'll be scared. If I show you just your steps, you'll make it. And I know it to be true. I don't like rock dogs, big dogs that bite you. But you remember what Jesus said, I'm going to send you in the midst. I'm going to send you a sheep out in the midst with wolves. A wolf has a bite 10 times worse than a rottweiler or a pit bull. I don't want to get bit by neither one of them. There's snakes out there. I don't mess with snakes. I don't know if y'all don't know that, but I don't mess. When the snake come, I call Jackie. Jackie, go kill me. Jackie is from country. She'll kill the snake. Where's the snake? She looks for it. I don't do snakes. I don't do wolves. I don't do snakes. And if God showed me the path, because there's going to be all kinds of wolves and snakes out here, I wouldn't go. I never forget when I went. I went to Africa, and we were going to go on an African trip. We were in Zambia, and we were going to go on this safari the next morning. And what we had to do, we had to stay at this camp, and they had tents. And the man said, I heard everything he said. The man said, all right. We're not far from this little river, and you had tents. And the tents had zippers, and they had a lock. And you're supposed to put that lock on. You're supposed to put a lock on. They had snakes, two types. They had poisonous snakes, and they had these big old snakes that would wrap you up and kill you. You just choke you. They had those kind of snakes. They had crocodiles, or alligators, whatever you call them. They would come out. And they had hippos. I didn't know hippos were bad. I thought they were something you play with. Hippos, they would come, they would eat you, stomp on you, sit on whatever. I don't know what they said they were going to do. They had all those. And the man said, when you zip that thing up and lock it, you better stay in there. Now, I don't know, I'm old, getting old, got to use the bathroom. All right? Guess what? Van didn't use the bathroom none that night. All right? I know I'm scared. I know if I see the devil with all his stuff, I'll turn around and go the other way. Because I didn't come out my tent that whole night. Didn't move. God will give you enough light just to see yourself. And enough light to guide you. He'll be your light. He'll be your rock. He'll be your light. He'll be your mirror. He's a mirror. What I love about the word can look inside you and see what's in your heart. See what's in your head. So that you can fix it. What do you use a mirror for? So that you can fix stuff. It's amazing. You look in the Word, and the Word of God, you begin to see Jesus, and you say, ooh, that's not what I look like. Well, I need to fix that. I need to get that straight. Did you know God wants us to be a role model? He wants us to be the light of the world. We need to look like him. And if you got something on your face or something in your head or something on your body that ain't right, you need to get it. I mean, you know what I mean? And that's what the Word will do. You'll be able to look in the Word and say, ooh, I got to get that right. Ooh, I can't talk like that. I can't act like that. I can't do that if I'm going to be a role model. That's why you got to get into the Word. That's what the Word will do. It'll help you so that you can look better. Spoon. I use this. I couldn't find much stuff with it. Spoon. It's your food. The Word is your food. Like I said, you need that food. But the reason I got the spoon is, here's my thoughts, here's what I'm thinking of. You ever see kids or babies when they're drinking milk and stuff? You are giving them food. They don't ask, hey, what's in the ingredients? I mean, what kind of milk is this? What kind of rice is it? What, you know, they don't ask, you know, where it came from. What kind of macaroni is this? You know, and they just eat. And what you need to understand when you get the Word of God, you just need to eat it. You might not understand. You might not understand what's in it. You might not understand why. Just eat it. Kids just eat. They eat it. Eat the Word. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. Don't matter. You need the food. Your skin and bones. Eat. It will make sense later. Do you not understand the Word of God is something we take with us? You get to take your sheep with you to heaven, and you get to take the seed, the Word of God, with you. This is what we're going to eat forever. Eat it. And if you don't understand it, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's good for you. It's going to bless you. And what I like about it, another reason I got the spoon is now I'm at age, when I was younger, I used to just eat and swallow food. I didn't even really taste it. Now, I'm getting old, I can't do that, I'll choke, but now I eat and I chew. I chew on the Word. Chew on it. Take your time with it. Let it get inside you. Let it do something to you. Meditate on it. That's what the Word will do for you. It'll build you. It'll strengthen you. Last thing. Watch. When you get into the Word, when you eat the Word is like a timepiece. It's like a clock. It puts you in time with God. It gives you good timing. Right timing. It puts you in time. It puts you in sync. You ever think about Jesus? He was eyes were set. He had places to go. And he would walk. And he would always be on time. He never had to run. You're not in a rush. No. When you read the Word, he'll put you in time. You'll be patient. He'll put you in sync. And you can walk where you need to go. And when people come in your path and you need to stop, you can stop. Jesus made all his appointments, did everything, never ran. You never seen the Bible. Jesus was running. Slow down, Jesus. You ever been like that? And people got to tell you, calm down. Hold on. The Word will put you in time. That's what the Word is. That's why I'm begging. I can't make you do it. Get into the Word. Get the Word into you. Read it. Don't have to be a whole lot. Don't have to be much. Don't have to understand it. Just believe it. If you believe it, you'll be blessed. Amen? Yeah. Father, I love you. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, love you people. Amen. Amen.